dry, showers returning Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey says she tripped over her dog Tuesday night and fractured her shoulder. A spokesperson says she'll be wearing a sling as she recovers, but the injury will not impact her duties as governor. Corrections officials say Holman Prison in Atmore will be largely shut down because of ongoing infrastructure and sewage issues. Officials say maintenance crews were struggling to maintain sewer and electrical systems housed beneath the main prison building. 617 inmates will now be moved to other state prisons. And Op City schools will be closed Thursday and Friday because of increased flu cases in students and staff. Extracurricular activities have also been canceled. While closed, schools will be cleaned and sanitized. Classes resume on February 3rd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Discover why Audible is the best way to stay informed, inspired, and entertained. Right now, save $50 on your first year of Audible at audible.com. You get to choose any 12 audiobooks, so you can listen to bestsellers and hear leading experts on topics like finance, fitness, relationships, and more. Listening is the new reading, and right now, your first year is just $99.50. That's a $50 savings. But hurry, it ends January 31st. Visit audible.com today.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just gonna stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. Two law enforcement officers give him a big thumbs up. Then also known as TGIFE. Now, we're going to be doing the drawing for this weekly farm market gift basket tomorrow. But let you know, $25 Boston Butt special for Dan Marshall listener. You need to call 280-FARM, 280-FARM. Must pre-order and pick it up tomorrow, Saturday, or game day Sunday. It is a great treat for Super Bowl. So if you want something that is spectacular, get that. Let's do this. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard.
Hey.
How are you?
How you doing, Dan Joey?
Doing good.
Doing well.
It's a beautiful day today. Thank the Lord for this beautiful day in this beautiful state.
Yep. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood, as they say.
Yes, it is. Dan, just listening to some of this, I believe our country is winning the battle against the corrupt politicians every minute. The education has never been so great for the American people to sit back and really pay attention and look and see with their own two eyes. There's nothing better in the world that can bring the highlight to this kind of stuff than the way it's unfolding now, in my opinion. Schumer speaks about unleashing the monster. Schumer is absolutely right, but the monster has been unleashed for over 3 years now with the Democrat and the critters from the swamp. And our great president is continuing to try to pull as many of these slimy individuals out of the swamp and send them packing on up the road. I think that Adam Schiff yesterday, his statements, another lie to the American people's face, is another testament of the education that is coming in abundance to the American people. I look forward to our president to continue to do the great job he's doing for our nation, and I continue to look forward to doing my part to going and vote our great president Donald Trump back into office. This has been a sham all the way back before the election, and it's going to continue after this. Everyone needs to understand that our great president has told us in clear words that this is what it looks like when you drain the swamp.
Yeah, you must have swamp critters kind of mad, isn't it?
Well, it's amazing, Dan, over the years of the level of corruption that most Americans visioned in Washington. And for most Americans, I'm assuming that they see this, and it's quite shocking that these folks are as corrupt as they are. But when you're a loser, no matter what it is in life, and you're a loser, and it's your fault that you're a loser, this is what it looks like. These people are losers, liars, deceivers. They've been doing this to the American people, and this is a direct slap in the American people's face. And I don't know about most Americans, but I can speak for myself. I'm not taking it lightly.
Rodney, thanks for the telephone call. Where are you today?
I'm out in Cloverdale.
Cloverdale? So you just cruising in town?
Yeah, I had to go through there and get some non-ethyl gas. I went down to that great Cloverdale gas station down there, and I totally non-ethyl, which is one of the last full-service stations in Montgomery. And it's been there for many, many, many years. And it's great, great folks down there.
Is it in Cloverdale or Cloverland?
Cloverdale.
Is it the old Tatum station across from the vintage here?
It's right. I know it's the Cloverdale what they call that?
On the corner of Norman Bridge and Cloverdale Road?
Yes.
Yeah, that's old Tatum's. Okay.
But anyway, guys, look, Joey, you know it's 10:18. Dan, Joey, keep doing the great, great job y'all doing out over there, and I'm going to keep on listening out here, guys.
Thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you. Let's go to the phones and let's go. Randy?
Bob is actually
named. Bob, I'm sorry. Bob, welcome over to the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, I received a complimentary copy of an amazing newspaper. I'm just seeing if you're familiar with it. It's wonderfully informative and conservative. It's called the Epoch Times. Are you familiar with it?
No.
I'm blown away. It is amazing. I think it's just coming out once a week, and it's just, I mean, so full of wonderful articles, and it's just amazing, truly informative. It's a neat thing, and my wife got it because she contributed to the Republican Party, and I think that's why she ended up getting this, because she's probably on her mailing list. But it's fabulous. You need to look into it. It's truly amazing. And it's covering so many areas of knowledge, not only political, but organization and, you know, retirement and just the gamut of many wonderful sound articles. And I don't even see any advertising. It's amazing. Paper. Epoch Times.
I've never heard of it.
Well, I hadn't either, but it's fabulous, and it's published by Jasper let me see here. It's kind of dark where I'm reading right now. F-A-K-K-E-R-T, editor-in-chief.
Okay.
That's a life dedicated to real journalism. America's best source for facts and high ethical standards.
Thanks for the information. I appreciate it.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Randy from Snowden. Randy, welcome aboard the Danmo Show.
Randy, are you there? We just were talking. Did you mute yourself?
Randy.
All right, then.
Okay, let's go to James.
Hey, Dan. I've just been miserable, you know, recuperating from a knee, rebuilding a knee, you know.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to give you credit for all the joy that your voice and Joey's voice has had today, because y'all's enthusiasm let me know that what happened over the past 2 days, because through your inflection and the reflection of your voice, I see that the news is good. And I might have missed hearing the program, but I'm just so encouraged by hearing your inspirational show today and getting informed. And just want to give you a big 10 out of 10, and thank you for it.
I appreciate that an awful lot, James. You're very kind.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. Get well soon. Mets. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon.
Jim, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. Dan, I was watching the Chief Justice there. I didn't see the whole thing. I've been kind of, because every time I turn over there, Shifty or somebody was always about to drive me nuts. But the Chief Justice was, I guess he turned down that request by Rand Paul on the reveal who the whistleblower was. Did he do that today?
Yeah, Rand Paul went back again today. He did not mention the whistleblower. He was asking a question about the whistleblower.
Yeah.
Or asking a question of Chief staff about the whistleblower.
Yeah.
And from what you read to me, Joey, I'm not sure why he turned that down.
Well, he did use the name of what we suspect to be the whistleblower in...
Oh, he did? He used it in the question?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I can... His exact question was this, that he submitted to the Chief Justice, quote, "Are you aware that House Intelligence Committee staffer Sean Misko had a close relationship with Eric Charamella while at the National Security Council together, and are you aware... And how do you respond to reports that Charamella and Misko have worked together to plot impeaching the president before there were formal House impeachment proceedings?" That was the question that was turned down.
Yeah, Rand's no dummy. He knew what he was doing there.
Yeah.
The end is near, Dan.
It is.
Thank God. You know, a lot of people get on Trump about tweeting, but I'm telling you what, when this thing came out about Mr. Bolthead, and he tweeted out that interview, he just dumped water all over that fire.
Yep. And that's why
it just killed it just like that.
Yeah, as soon as I saw it, I said, "Do you believe that John Bolton, or do you believe the John Bolton that's in the manuscript?"
Yeah. Yeah. So that he just nipped it, as Barney said, nipped it in the bud.
There you go.
And I hope, you know, we saw the processional of the Mr. Shifty Shift and the Gang of Seven there in their little solemn march over to the Senate. Can we see them a procession when this thing ends abruptly, of them dragging their tails back to the other side over there?
Yeah, carrying
a little funeral dirge music or something.
Carrying a casket.
Maybe they could carry Adam Shift out on a stretcher or something, you know. But, this thing, you know, the Democrats were going crazy when this thing about Bolton came out. And, boy, they felt they finally had it, and it just went just like that. And now they know it. I mean, they know it's about to wrap up. So, happy days are here again, I guess, for a while.
I hope so. I hope they get this. I hope they dispose of this by Saturday.
I hope so. I've got it planned. The greatest. These gonna be some great days this year, but the day of the after the election, when Trump wins in a landslide and we take back the House, keep the Senate. The meltdown that's gonna be on MSNBC.
Well,
unbelievable.
One thing to keep in mind, the impeachment stuff is not over. I think they'll restart it again.
Oh yeah. But they're just all they're doing, Dan, is just it's just gonna help Trump. The people I'm telling you that people like me, you are fed up with this stuff.
I agree, but they don't have many other cards to play here, and that's the only card.
Yeah.
And all they're hoping for is that they're going to pull an ace out of their hand.
No, it's not going to happen. As the economy stays strong, and Trump continues to get things done. I don't know if you saw this, Dan, but I saw yesterday on the news. I was flipping around. Some Democratic guy, senator, talking about this USAMC. He was on there bragging that the Democrats reworked this thing and shaped it to where it passed. It never would have done it the way Trump. Did you see that? I can't remember who that guy was. I wish I had wrote it down. He was talking about it. It was because of what the Democrats did with that bill. The way that they reshaped it and reworked it and everything was the only reason it passed. I mean, it's just they can't not say anything positive about Trump.
Yep.
They're
not going to let him get credit for anything.
No, Dan, I could tell last night watching these late shows last night, the little panels they have on CNN and MSNBC. You could tell the look in their eyes. Even Rachel Maddow there, she couldn't really get too excited. They know it's about over with.
Yep, I said that.
So it's going to be a fun time. Well, at least I'll have an enjoyable weekend.
You too.
Y'all have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, going to be back after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Certus from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I've been lonely, but I feel like 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's see the clips here since we don't have anybody up on the board. That's how much time we got. Oh, man. Time flies when you're having fun. Let's do one more mansion, then we'll cut over somewhere else here. We got Mark Meadows to go to. We got the focus group, which is very interesting. We got coronavirus. Let's listen in on Joe Manchin talking about let the election decide and talking about the whistleblower.
No, I get it, and that's what Democrats are arguing. I'm just saying what has actually, actually happened, you know, and can you turn to West Virginians and say, I know all this stuff didn't happen, but because of how the Democrats presented it, we need to kick him out of office 9 months before the election.
Yeah, and here's the other thing that's been brought to my attention, too, and you're saying no one should be kicked out of office unless the charges are absolutely factual. But with that being said, should we just say the same thing as what McConnell had said and Merrick Garland? Well, it's 1 year, so why should we do anything?
Let me ask you two more quick things. Okay. Do you have any concerns about the whistleblower and the contacts with the House Intelligence Committee? Adam Schiff said again today he doesn't know who the whistleblower is. Do you have...
I try to trust the people that I work with. If they lie to me once, then shame on all of us because I'll never believe them again. So if they're saying that they didn't know, I would believe that they're telling the truth. If they're willing to do it under oath, that even tells me more. So, it is what it is right now. We're in a he said, she said, who's back and forth, what side are you on, what tribe? I'm a proud West Virginia Democrat, but I'm more a proud American. And I am not going to make a decision. I want my president to succeed and do well, but I want him to live within the law, and they're not above the law, so we all have to make sure that we're doing everything by the law.
That a boy, Joe Manchin. That a boy. Yeah, get the Republicans to hold over and have him skip rope over to the Republican side. I don't know how he does in a state that voted 68.9% for Donald Trump. How can you do anything else but that? Let's do this. Let's go to Mark Meadows on the issue here late last night on Bolton with Martha McCollum.
Start with John Bolton and the fact that the president's former chief of staff says that if that's what John Bolton's book says, and we're waiting to hear whether or not that's it is in the book exactly, that he does believe him and he was there also.
Well, obviously, what we're all opining on is a manuscript that nobody has actually read. So we're all basing this on a New York Times report. That being said, what we do have is information in John Bolton's own words. Obviously, there's a videotape out tonight with John Bolton talking about the fact that not only was the call appropriate, but it was warm and cordial, to quote Ambassador Bolton. And when did he record this? That was on August the 28th, the day after he met with President Zelensky. So everybody's talking about additional witnesses. Martha, yeah. It's 17-0 right now. 17 witnesses have been called, zero for the Republicans, and their case doesn't get any better.
We're gonna miss Mark Meadows. He's good. He's good in this environment. Biggs is okay. I had Biggs, but it got interrupted with Dershowitz. But let's continue on with Mark Meadows here. Excuse me. Talking about Bolton soundbite in the manuscript.
Let me just play that soundbite from John Bolton that sure. You just mentioned, just in case people aren't familiar with it. Let's watch that.
I will be meeting President Zelensky. He and President Trump have already spoken twice. President called to congratulate President Zelensky on his election and then on his success in the parliamentary election. They were very warm and cordial calls. We're hoping that they'll be able to meet in Warsaw and have a few minutes together.
Congressman Meadows, what do you say to people who say, well, you know, obviously he was speaking to Radio Free Europe. He's not about to sort of delve into, you know, his own things that he's upset about that are going on in the White House with regard to Rudy Giuliani or any of that.
Well, that's a pretty far reach, Martha. Here's the interesting thing is, you know, we led this program off with a little tease that was suggest, oh, well, we can trust John Bolton. So you're saying that somehow they're going to go on television and suggest that something is false? What we do know is John Bolton, not only then, but subsequent to that, has never expressed any concerns whatsoever. He's not expressed those in the media. He's not expressed those verbally to anybody in the White House. And so to suggest that a book that we haven't read somehow impugns the president, goes against all the facts, and the facts still remain. President Zelensky felt no pressure. That Warsaw meeting that you're talking about, actually the vice president met with President Zelensky. It didn't come up there. And I can tell you there's a growing consensus here on Capitol Hill that not only do we not need additional witnesses, but indeed it's time to go ahead and move on and make sure that we cast the votes this Friday to finally vindicate the president. In the United States.
I hope it's this Friday. I'm not sure how mathematically you get to that.
Right.
But because I think that Schumer is going to throw out, you know, basically trying to throw out pieces, you know, bills and things to get certain things done and just try to tie it up as long as he can.
And the one thing that is just like the last of my youthful idealism is just being chipped away, you know. This idea that the Senate trial, like as John Roberts said, you know, we don't have to rise to the standard of not saying pettifogging, but this is the most deliberative body in the world. And having seen what's gone on the last 2 weeks, excuse me, pardon me, Mr. Chief Justice, that's bull crap. This has just turned into another partisan circus, and it's very sad.
Partisan?
Yeah.
How dare you, partisan?
Well, and it's also, like, stick to what this is supposed to be about, and now it's just become a campaign. They've already started the election. And, I mean, I'm not surprised, but I held some hope they might rise to the occasion. And it's just the way the process is.
Yeah, disappointed, huh?
Yeah. It's sad.
Coming back to this caller right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at LightStream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have just a great day underway. Sunshine will continue to dominate, and we'll warm up. I think we'll be in the low to mid 60s this afternoon. Not bad for the end of January, right? Clouds increasing tonight. Chance of a shower in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature 45. Tomorrow, showers are likely. Mid 50s for a high. Saturday, I think we're dry. Rain chances are not quite zero, but close enough. High temperature up to about 60. Super Bowl Sunday looks beautiful. Sunshine, high 66. I think we'll be near 70 Monday and dry. Showers returning Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Hey.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's continue on with Mark Meadows, and we're going to kind of close out with this focus group stuff here. Mark Meadows on the National Security Council letter on Bolton in the manuscript.
With regard to this NSC story that came out, the back and forth between John Bolton's attorney, is your understanding that there is or is not any effort on the part of the White House to try to shut the book down?
No, if you read the letter, there's no effort to shut the book down. What there is an effort to do, and what the letter plainly and explicitly says, is that you have some classified information in this manuscript that we're reviewing. We'll help you get it out. The letter was sent to his counsel, but isn't it interesting that that letter comes out and gets leaked out today when it was actually sent almost a week ago? This is a desperate act by my Democrat colleagues to try to change the narrative in the hopes that they can continue this on so that the American people will have this fresh in their mind when they go to the polls in November.
It really I mislabeled that, didn't I? The Democrats, they're running out of cards, so the only card they can throw down here is to try to do something that's going to implode Trump. Think of all of the times that they've attempted this. They attempted it with Mueller.
Right.
They've attempted all sorts of things. They tried to crossfire a hurricane, all of these different things, and every one of them have failed. Here's the amazing thing, is Trump is standing because he's strong. We haven't even gotten into knocking down the brick walls at the Durham Report and some of these other things.
And what amazes me, Dan, is I think the Democrats could have had a better chance in 2020, and I'm saying that in the past tense because I think they've messed up. But they could have had a better chance in 2020 if they had just done normal politics. Make your arguments anywhere you want to. But what they've done is not just made the arguments, they've used the investigatory powers of the
DOJ,
the special counsel of Congress now, and it really revealed in the media and all these secret leaks and these sorts of things. It kind of makes them look like what Donald Trump described as he was running in 2016. And I find that fascinating. They kind of played into what he characterized them as.
And the amazing thing is this is so foreign to them. What Donald Trump does and says is so foreign to them, and they don't know how to cope with it. So they're doing the very things that he basically fought against.
And maybe they are that worried. You mentioned knocking down the brick walls. I think they're that worried about Durham that they had to get out in front of it with this impeachment.
Yeah, it's been a race for the door no matter what. And let me tell you what, when they get hit, it's going to be painful because there's going to be something on them. There's nothing on Trump because it's all made up. They wouldn't try to have made up things.
Yeah.
It would have been a different story. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for being here for us today. Hey, Joey, you hit it right on the head. If they would have done politics as normal and allowed Trump and his administration to work through their plans of action to improve the country, and then they failed, they would have had a leg to stand on. But since they have tried everything they could to fabricate information and create false documents, and I honestly believe that these resources, these the people are non-existent. So for me, Lucifer himself could run as a Republican candidate, and I would still never vote for a Democratic candidate in my life. I want to know, in your opinion, does Bill Barr have enough information to open a special counsel without there being witnesses in the Senate simply because of additional five people that's come out that benefited from his pay-to-play scheme from being vice president? I'm going to hang up and just listen.
Wait, do something for me, Jeff. Restate the question because you kind of crossed over something there.
Well, I know that there's five additional family members, the friends of Joe Biden who benefited from his vice presidency as a pay-to-play type scenario. Does that give Attorney General Barr enough information to start a special counsel on his corruption without there having to be any witnesses or negotiation for witnesses in the Senate?
Great question. I do not think that, well, first of all, that's going to be a sidebar question having nothing to do with the Senate. I think what's going to happen is Lindsey Graham is going to start investigating Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be the beginning. And you may get some strings from that, but it's not going to have anything to do with DOJ. It's going to have something to do with the Senate investigating them. And I think you can get foreign services, judiciary, and then the question is, can you get intelligence involved? And if you get those three, you've got a potent deal to deal with.
And the guy who's doing that, Lindsey Graham, if you watch just his transformation over the last 3 years, his transformation speaks wonders to, I think, what's happened in D.C. That he was this darling of the media, a Republican, certainly, but fairly even-handed, worked with Democrats, and now he's in the defending Trump shoulder to shoulder, and the Democrats can't stand him. It's amazing to see, I think for the better, how Lindsey Graham has changed.
It really is a very, very positive sign. Let me go back to Mark Meadows. Again, we're going to miss Mark Meadows. He's former head of the Freedom Caucus, now is Congressman Biggs. Now we're going to be talking about Mark Warner's comments, and we've got a Mark Warner cut. I'm not sure we can get to it. Mark Warner was Democrat 101. Listen in.
I spoke a few minutes ago with Senator Mark Warner, and it's going to be on in just a few minutes because we caught up with him during the break. And he says, you know, with regard to witnesses, if you're going to call John Bolton, you know, then the president's defense side should produce someone along the lines of Mick Mulvaney to say the opposite, to say, you know, I was also there, and this is not what the president intended, and the president, you know, to tell the president's side of the story.
Yeah, well, Mark Warner would say that. He doesn't want to call Hunter Biden. He doesn't want to call Joe Biden. You know, he doesn't want to call the whistleblower, and he doesn't want to call Adam Schiff. You know, when you really they don't want to be cross-examined because the facts are on the president's side, Martha. And so when you hear this, you almost have to laugh at the hypocrisy of their argument. Again, 17-0. They've had 17 witnesses The Republican defense team has had zero. It's about time that we bring this to a close. If they can't prove their case with 17 witnesses, they're not going to prove it with 21, and they're never going to stop until they say, well, just one more witness.
Maybe, just maybe, the Republicans are learning, and they're realizing that, it's something I always say, is there will never be enough. When you've got somebody that's coming after you, whatever you do is never going to be enough, because the job isn't to get the answer. The job is to hurt you.
Yes.
Whether it's divorce, whether it's this, whatever, it's to hurt you. And so it will never be enough. My man was pretty good on this. He was on with Martha McConnell. Okay, so now he's going to be talking. I'm sorry, I mislabeled this thing. On Warner and the outcome question.
Listen, I think the witness question obviously just throws open so many issues in terms of how you would find that parity and how both sides would feel satisfied that they're getting to call the witnesses that they want to call. Do you think
speaking of parity, yeah. Adam Schiff did another parity on the Senate floor today. Now, he's the only member of the defense team that actually has seven Pinocchios. He should have got another four today.
Okay. I was speaking of parody, like P-A-R-I-T-Y.
I know you were.
just to be clear, but I noticed that as well, and I wondered why he went down that road, because he did get so much flack for it the first time around. I thought, why not just stick with the actual facts rather than sort of creating a narrative out there? But as you point out, that is what he did. What's your feel for this tonight? You know, if you were to say, this is where we're going to be on Friday or Saturday or Monday, what do you think is going to happen here, Congressman?
Well, I think that 53 Republicans, when they have the chance to actually ask questions, as they have today, from Senator Collins to Senator Cruz and in between, what they're getting to do is experience firsthand and get some of their questions answered. I think they're very studious in the way that they're taking notes and proceeding. I believe that they're going to cast a vote with their districts, and their districts ultimately are going to say, we've had enough of this. Let's get on with something else. This is not on our top 10 list of things we want senators and congressmen to be focused on.
Let me tell you, the public out there, and you're going to get this from the focus group, the public out there is just so tired of this. It's all just, you know, wah, 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 wah. It's just, there's nothing
exactly
there. And they are really tired of it. So let me continue on, since we're on kind of a roll here with Mark Meadows. And we're talking about the Republicans who split from Trump.
So one of the things that you've said about this is that you believe that Republicans will face political ramifications if they do split from the president on this. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I want to be clear, and thank you for letting me clarify that, because my statement was every vote, every single vote we take has some repercussion, Martha. And when you look at that and you take a vote, everybody is paying attention to it. Perhaps none more so than this vote. And this is the most consequential vote that any senator will take, perhaps other than sending troops into harm's way. And so the American people are going to be looking at this, and they're going to say, well, did you vote with the president that I voted for or against him? And that's why it'll have repercussions. It's nothing that'll happen here on Capitol Hill, but it really will be the voters, because they are paying attention to this one vote. They may have tuned out on the hearings. They may not be viewing, but they are tuning in to how their senator is going to vote on this particular issue.
Now, that is if there's a truism, particularly if you are in a Trump area, they are going to be paying attention. It's interesting, the Axelrod focus group that we talked about an hour ago, that nobody asked about impeachment, says all over. That's basically what you're hearing, and which is why Cory Gardner and McSally and those kind of people aren't concerned here. And the people who are concerned are the cinemas in Arizona, mm-hmm. Doug Jones, who did ask a good question that we highlighted. But they have got the problems. They have got the problems. So let me continue on. Mark Meadows and have failed. They have failed so many times, Democrats have, in trying to get Donald Trump.
You know, it strikes me that obviously we're in a political year for 2020. And, you know, I think that all of this, fortunately or unfortunately, will extend beyond this impeachment process. These conversations won't stop, I don't think. These revelations won't stop coming out after all of this is behind us, whether that's the end of the week or whether it's a month or 2 months from now. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're exactly right, Martha. Your analysis is spot on. And why do we know that you're right? Because we've already seen this run once, twice, three times. We saw it in the Russia investigation. We saw it with FISA abuse. We saw it ultimately with Adam Schiff making claims that he couldn't support. This is just one more thing that we'll see. So this is not the end of it. It is going to be the end of us taking the impeachment road. I think my Democrat colleagues are growing weary of this as well. There's only so long that you can repeat a narrative that you know the facts don't support. And so when we get to this, will they start to pick at whether it's the Trump Hotel or anything else with a Trump name on it? Yes, we had two hearings today. We saw it in real time. And it's very disconcerting because most people want members of Congress to get along. But more importantly, they want us to get things done. And the only person that's getting things done, you can look at a side-by-side today. The USMCA was signed 16 blocks from where I'm standing, and yet we're trying to impeach the President of the United States. He's working for those middle-income, hardworking people and making sure that their economy prospers, and yet we're not being productive at all here.
Great, great way of presenting it. They're trying to hurt Trump. Trump's trying to help people. Simple as that. Greg T., welcome to the Demo Show on a Thursday.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I was talking to Joey. Hey, yeah, good, great, great. He said, I was asking Joey offline there, and he wanted me to ask you. It said something about Rubio. It went upstairs and met with something about the whistleblower. Chief Justice wouldn't read his question, so.
No, it was Rand Paul.
Rand Paul, I'm sorry. I was wrong. But something about he went up the stairs and went into the media room and read the question. Y'all heard anything about sort of what was going on there?
I saw a tweet Rand Paul put out. I don't know about it.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever done anything on camera. I would have seen that.
Oh, okay. Well, they was talking about it right after, you know, they had the deal. I mean, all I know is what basically they was putting out, something about he had went up and read the question to the media. Now, that's what was put out on one of the stations.
Well, now, my show computer is, the battery just went out, so I can't look at it. See if you see, but I haven't seen,
yeah, see if I can find
I haven't seen anything move on any of my news bars here.
Yeah, they was just saying there was a big buzz going on now about what he had said or something or whatever. But I'm hoping that don't hurt the chance of the Republic. I mean, you know, I can see where that might come back around, bite them a little bit, but. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's all in the way he did. It's all in the way he's going to do it. If he would have stood up and shouted out, that would have been bad.
Right.
You know, Rand Paul's the kind of, let me, you know, he's willing to go toe to toe with you here.
Yeah, they say that he's been in a battle for the last few days about all this, about the whistleblower and everything.
Well, he posed a question yesterday, and the Chief Justice shut him down.
Right, there you go. But I didn't know if you'd heard anything. I'm sure I try to get you as much as I can. But if you hear anything, let us know.
You got it. Let me go to a break. Damn our show right after this.
Coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls, a few more minutes left, but let me tell you what we're going to do. The caller just said, talk about Rand Paul. We did find him, Rand Paul, in the Senate press room, and we're going to play that for you right now.
Slightly atypical downstairs. I asked a question, and the question was refused. Now, it's been reported that this question's about this or about that, and it's been refused for one reason or another. I can tell you that my question made no reference to any whistleblower or any kind of person, a complainant from a whistleblower. But I will read you the question so it can be made part of the public record. Manager Schiff and counsel for the president, are you aware that House Intelligence Committee staffer Sean Misko has a close relationship with Eric Chiaramella when at the National Security Council together? Are you aware, and how do you respond to reports that Chiaramella and Misko may have worked together to plot the impeaching the president before there were formal House impeachment proceedings? I think this is an important question, one that deserves to be asked. It makes no reference to anybody who may or may not be a whistleblower. The manager Schiff says he has no knowledge. If he has no knowledge, the rest of us can have no knowledge of who the whistleblower is. The president's team says they have no knowledge of who the whistleblower is. I think it was an incorrect finding to not allow a question that makes no reference. It means that anybody ever said might have been a whistleblower could never be discussed in a proceeding. I think it's very important whether or not a group of Democratic activists, part of the Obama-Biden administration, were working together for years looking for an opportunity to impeach the president. With that, I'll take a few questions.
Yes, sir, Paul, I think it's pretty unprecedented, or it is unprecedented, for the Chief Justice to refuse or decline a question. Did you give a rationale from the Chief Justice about why he did what he did?
You heard what I heard.
Senator Paul, with all due respect, shouldn't you be in the impeachment hearing right now?
Yep, I will be there very shortly. Thanks for the question. Anybody
Senator
else have a real question?
Senator Paul, why didn't you ask to overrule the ruling of the chairman? You have that right as a senator.
Right. And that was a debate I made up until the very last minute. And I decided that we're going to have enough voting tomorrow that rather than delay the proceeding, I mean, we're going to have 12 hours of voting tomorrow probably, that I would let the proceeding go on. My point has always been to point out that you shouldn't be able to use statutes to somehow make a whole part of the discussion over this impeachment go away. Look, I'm the biggest defender of the whistleblower statutes. I've been the one saying that Edward Snowden was the greatest whistleblower of all time. Yet half of these people down here who say they support the whistleblower statute want to put Edward Snowden to death or in jail forever. So it's sort of selective belief in protecting a whistleblower statute. But a statute shouldn't be such that people can use it and then nobody says they know who the person is, but anybody you say might be, then all of a sudden is protected from being part of the debate. You had Peter Strzok and Lisa Page talking back and forth and back and forth about preventing the president from getting into office or having an insurance plan. What if we got Sean Misko and Eric Chiarmella over at the National Security Council talking for years about ways to bring the president down? There are reports that people have heard them discussing bringing the president down shortly after the inauguration of the president. One or two more back here.
What do you plan for today? Any other questions you'd like to present?
We're still contemplating that.
Senator Bolton, did you discuss your question in advance with Leader McConnell? Did he discourage you from asking it? And did you take his remark at the outset about the chief?
Let's put it on pause. Let's go to Barbara real quick. Barbara, welcome over to the Damar Show. You'll be the final caller.
Okay. I heard you say that he was shut down. Did he give a reason for being shut down, that he shut him down?
No.
No.
That doesn't make sense. Anyway, can I get in the drawing, please?
No. Yeah.
Of course.
Of course you can. Give me your month and day of birth.
6/23.
6/23. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.
This is interesting. That was a very shrewd move. He basically read what his question was to the press and included the whistleblower's name.
Right.
And he's bringing up what we were talking about through Laura Ingraham and others for the last 3 days about the coordination among folks. Remember that the whistleblower's attorney is the one that tweeted out the resistance begins on January 20th, 2017.
Right. No, and I think this is actually a shrewd, brilliant move by Rand Paul, because I think a lot of folks are getting tired of this game. We don't know who it is. Yes, we do.
If you don't know who it is, then why did you not want him to say the name?
Right.
That is so insincere.
And it's frustrating when it's supposed to be the high court of impeachment that you're letting a statute that bars the IG of the intelligence community from revealing the name, bars retaliation, and you're using that statute plenty of places, in NPR included, New York Times, it finally admitted, no, the statute doesn't prevent...
It prevents the IG.
It doesn't, demand anonymity for the whistleblower.
Let's try to continue on. Just pick up just a little bit left of this. He's taking questions.
It did sound like code, didn't it? Something. I don't know what it meant. I've had no discussion with Senator McConnell about my question.
Do you have any evidence, sir?
Do you have any motions in mind for tomorrow that you want to offer should the witness book out?
We're working through those. Nothing to announce today.
Were there any other senators who knew what you were going to be asking and are supporting your actions to name the whistleblower?
Yes, but you'll have to ask them.
Do you have any evidence of what you're speaking about?
Excuse me?
It seems pretty crucial. Do you have any evidence that this whistleblower conspired with Adam Schiff's office?
I don't know who the whistleblower is.
Bam!
Thank you. Turning their game against them. We've got to find a better quality of that. That's fantastic.
That is good. Okay, in the news tonight, so how's NBC going to handle this? We'll come back and talk about it tomorrow on the TGIF edition. Joey, thanks for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be